original community as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lapuwita, Tasmania, and forward our respect to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection to the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lapuwita, and provide them with food, medicine and craft celebrated in ceremony today. There are no apologies. Are there any questions? No?
No.
Are there any declarations of interest?
Yes, Chair. I declare an interest in 5.2, the Tea Tree Hall. My wife's on the committee, so we'll revocate the chair when that comes about.
Step out for that one, so that's fine. We're moving on to item 5, which is business, and 5.1 is the quarterly finance report. And Julian.
Okay.
Back to you again.
I've circulated the quarterly report for September. I've put in there things to note in our in the comments. Other things that I've sort of just gone through. It's interesting to note that the collection of rates is slowing down each year. So this year we've only collected 62.32% compared with 54.86 last year and 55.26 the year before. So that may just be a sign of people like the cost of living actually kicking in. I just thought that was really interesting when I was putting this together. Also, the gymnastics feasibility study, it doesn't have an expenditure item, but we've got a grant for $420,000, I think it is, to actually do a feasibility study on the right site for the gymnastics centre. A lot of the amounts are over, so governance and regulatory services, the dog registrations are up compared to year-to-date actual. In corporate services, there's a lot of public open space that we've received compared to the year-to-date budget. Also, in the materials and services, the auditor's payment for our external audit, we've had to pay that now, and that's just a timing issue. Also, valuations are up, so we're getting a lot more supplementaries, which kind of flows on from all the income in our planning and building fees in the past. Also, our planning fees are up, which is a good thing, probably not so much for you guys because it provides a lot of work. And in development services as well, we've got WIP for our strategies that we've brought over from last year, but that's just costed to an expense account. So the costing of the strategies is going to be up. Oh, it's slightly down at the moment, but yeah, it will be up later on. councillors will also notice that the our investments have sort of taken a hit with the medical centre, so we've only got the NAB investment at the moment. The medical centre did settle on the 30th of September and we got that money back in the bank, so you can see the cash flow trend has gone up, so we will look at investing that money in some long-term investments to start getting our interest income back up as well. So I'm just asking for councillors to receive that report.
Just a comment. It's Gillian, it's so easy to read.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's I don't think there's another accountant around the table. So for us, from my point of view, going through that and reading it is just so simple. Mm. So thank you.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
If I may, Chair. There's some notes about the impacts of the Flocon reaching end of life. I was wondering if you can give us a rundown of how that's impacting our future.
Yep. So our Flocon has died and has been sold at auction. We did get a good price for it. The Flocon was the Flocon was here when I started here 20 years ago, and we've patched it and we've patched it and we've patched it. So that's a really good income provider for us. We hire it out to Stornoway, that they're our main people that use it. So I think it died in September. So our budget is based on, like, we do our budget back in March.
Yeah.
So I think there was about $20,000 or $30,000 worth of income for the Flowcon. That will be lowered now because we don't have that. We've ordered a new Flowcon. So councils will be aware in the budget we've allocated some money this year and we'll allocate some money next year. There's an 18-month wait for that. So in between, I think they're rigging up a trailer or something like that to help them do their potholing. But, yeah, it is a big loss to us because they are expensive to hire and really there is a shortage of them.
You've actually answered a lot of my other questions because it's a vital piece of equipment for the works crew.
Yep.
And I was going to ask when and how are we replacing it and if there were any staffing impacts. So thank you for preempting that.
Yeah. Pass the head around.
Through you, Mr. Chair. Gillian, something I raised with you just before. The capital works, we have a whole figure there. It'd be great to sort of break that down with our major projects and something I discussed with you and Callum just then. Maybe that's something that if we can do internally and be forwarded to council, I think that would be great.
More than happy to provide like a higher level snapshot of where the bigger capital projects are at.
Move the report be returned.
Sorry, Chair, you'll have to move that motion.
Oh, I'm thinking about it. Sorry, shopping for that. Been moved and seconded. Would all those in favour please say aye?
Aye.
Move on to 5.2, which is the Tea Tree Hall.
I'll leave the room now, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Gibb. Julian, you're up again.
Okay, so we've had a request from the Tea Tree Hall Committee for help in paying for their, well, what we thought was just a subdivision application, because some of the hall is on the neighbouring property land, so this would mean that they can subdivide it and have everything to do with the hall and the surrounds on the title for the hall. It's since come up that a rezoning is required for that area to build what they've got their grant for, to make it, I guess, legal to bounce a ball on a court, I guess. So our old director of Development Services put together the estimated fees in association of, put together the fees that is required to do this. So it basically was a $8,711 in-kind contribution for council and a $15,000 cash donation. So the Tea Tree Hall does a lot for the local residents. It raises a lot of money, which it puts back into the facilities of that hall. And it actually stops council, well, it doesn't stop us, sorry. It actually helps council in providing for things for the community to do that we don't have to maintain. So the recommendation that council was to consider was to provide funding for $15,392 for expenses towards the subdivision and rezoning of the Tea Tree Community Hall title plus $8,711 in-kind contribution for waiving council planning fees. We've also just found out that they had a $75,000 grant to do this, of which they still haven't received the deed. So
just a couple of probably silly questions from me. On the plan that we've been given, I'm assuming that the second page here is the additional land.
Yes.
And the original, the title is still sort of halfway through the building, isn't it? does that make, is that an issue? Is it a concern?
So the road comes through here, so yeah. So it does. That's bad. Is it, I think it's formal road.
That, are you talking about that boundary on the bottom there?
Yeah, yeah, that goes halfway through.
I think that might be a buffer between the railway line and the tidal. I don't know.
It does look like it goes.
Talking about that one there?
Yeah,
that's
what
I thought. I think it could well be something to do with that. It could be an easement for the railway.
Yeah, the railway's over there, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that is upside down. Yeah, okay. It's a road. Yeah. Our road. Sorry, Leo, I was looking at it upside down.
Also be something that we could incorporate with the subdivision application.
if I can ask, I mean, so a subdivision is required rather than just a simple boundary adjustment. Is that because of the two different zonings? Or?
So just looking at council, just to go back to the council maintained roads layout. So our maintained boundary stops just prior to where that building comes out of the road reserve, and so effectively it's kind of that section of the road managed between the property owners that are adjoining that road parcel from that point onwards.
May I ask a question too? The zoning, is that just because they're going to build a building that you can play sports in? Because they're already playing sports in the
So they're currently playing sport within the existing title, which is rural, and we can look at those uses within the rural zone. But because the land adjoining that will be subdivided and added to that title is zoned agriculture, the uses are actually prohibited. So we'll end up with a dual zone lot that can't be built, like the sport and rec part of it or community hall. Part of it can't be approved under the agricultural zone.
Killian, can I ask a question? There's a lot of costs in here which would have been required whether it was a simple boundary adjustment or a subdivision. The surveying, the lot fees, council ceiling fees, the conveyancing, the valuing, the stamp duty, etc. Like, they add up to over $8,000, not the $5,000 that they're saying was going to be the cost of the boundary adjustment. So there's some additional costs there which have sort of been tallied into what we're contributing half for. Does that make sense? Like, they still would have had to pay the surveyor to do the surveying, they still had to.
Oh, I see, yeah.
There's some costs there that they still had to do the conveyancing, the valuer. But they're sort of doubling up.
I think that they have raised the $5,000 and it's actually costing them a lot more. Like, even if they weren't aware that it was going to be rezoned, and I think they were assuming that, like,
they needed $20,000, which they just don't have. So I think that's what they were sort of implying, that they would pay $5,000 and then ask council for $15,000. But obviously we've found the issue that it needs to be rezoned. So that's where the other in-kind contribution is coming from.
Just probably a quick question through you, Chair. These are obviously the estimated costs. I mean, they're going to be pretty accurate from our perspective. They're a little bit different, obviously, to the summary which the Tea Tree Hall provided us. But these 29,103 total estimated cost is pretty well spot on.
Yeah, it looks like they've got the same there. That's the same as their estimate. So we've just added on the planning fees, or like the total council fees.
And stamp duty, is that added on? No,
and
that's
stamp
there.
Yeah, so they've got 19,939 and we've added an additional 10,383 onto that.
Yeah, which obviously incorporates the planning scheme amendment, 7.5 and 1,600,
So I guess they are estimated fees. I mean, the council could sort of contribute up to 15,000.
Thank you.
Just a quick another question to you. So the $75,000 grant that they do have, we've got a fair idea how accurate that is. That won't cover these additional costs as well. Like, have we seen that in detail?
No, I think we just know that they've got a $75,000 grant for building their infrastructure.
Last minute political sort of round figure? Or
Nothing a bit last minute, Michael.
I'm just wondering whether there's a shortfall there or whether they've got extra. We don't know.
Not sure.
So,
there could be restrictions on what it can be used for as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm happy to move in line with
it. Thank you, Councillor Owen. And seconded by
Councillor Grant. I'm happy to second it. Thank you.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? No?
I'd like to.
Sorry.
Councillor Owen, want to speak at all?
Yeah, no, I'd just like to endorse or acknowledge that the work that they do out there is quite extensive. It involves the community. It's a commitment. They make a commitment that saves council a hell of a lot of money. I've got no hesitation in supporting the recommendation and moving it as a motion.
Councillor
Gay,
would you like to say?
I'd just like to reiterate what Councillor Owen just mentioned. The Tea Tree Community Club is a vibrant little organisation that work very, very hard to make life a little bit better in that particular area. I think what they've done here is obviously lobbied the new government to grant some more money. And the benefits that our council gets from that particular grant and organisation, we don't have any upkeep and maintenance, but what it does is provides that particular part of our community with some recreational facilities that basically we don't have to pay for. So with that in mind, I think, and the work that they do, I'm certainly well behind Councillor Owen and endorsing the recommendation. Thank you.
Totally agree with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lou.
I'd probably just add that I appreciate this is a 100-year-old problem and not one that this current committee have foreseen, and it's very generous of the neighbour to gift the land that they've been given. So I will be supporting the motion and think that our contribution goes a small way to assisting them to make that a reality.
Thank you. So the motion has been moved and seconded. Would all those in favour please say aye?
Aye.
Would anyone like to speak against? Aye. The motion is carried. 5.3 is the Old Beach Cricket Club. Okay, 5.3 is the Old Beach Cricket Club lease. And Gillian, you're up again. You're 19.
Don't I? Council recently adopted the community leasing policy. Sporting leases fall outside the scope of that policy. So this is basically seeking council approval to adopt the us to enter into a lease with Old Beach Cricket Club for another 5-year lease on the same agreement that they currently have. They currently pay $677.48 in the 24-25 year for their lease. They have contributed a substantial capital improvement to that building, and it's just that seeks permission that we agree to maintain the existing lease term for the Old Beach Cricket Club at Jetty Road.
Councillor Gray.
No, I'm even with you. No one's got any questions. I'm certainly happy to move that as per the recommendation.
From
our
second.
Are there any questions?
No, I'm happy to second it.
So Councillor Gray has moved it. Councillor Gibbs seconded. There's no other. Councillor Gray, would you like to speak?
No.
Councillor Gibbs?
No.
Yes. So it's been moved and seconded. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
The motion has been carried.